This is Sarah Moon, the managing editor of This Week in Sarasota, a community blog and events calendar affectionately known as TWIZ. I'm here on the Jumping Mullet Report with an all-local update and announcements on the arts, education, entertainment, and more from This Week in Sarasota's team of contributors. The Sarasota Film Festival is almost here. The 10-day celebration of cinema kicks off this Friday with the opening night screening of Blackfish, a highly controversial documentary about orca whales in captivity. If you're having trouble organizing your must-watch list from the 200-plus films at this year's festival, check out thisweekinsarasota.com for our staff picks, interviews with featured filmmakers, and updates from The Insider, the Sarasota Film Festival's expert blogger. We'll also be posting interviews from the Filmmakers Lounge, party photos, and more as the festival progresses next week. This weekend holds more fantastic events in both the musical and culinary arts. Tomorrow marks the beginning of the Florida Wine and Balloon Fest, which runs until Sunday, April 7th. When the 23-year-old festival welcomes guests this weekend, there will be a catalog of exciting new programs to choose from, including opportunities to see and experience glorious hot air balloons. The four-day, fun-filled Party with a Purpose will feature its storied winemaker and wine dinners, and will debut two new balloon glow dinners, a smoking hot cigar dinner, and the signature grand tasting. All proceeds are donated to children's charities in the Sarasota, Venice, and Bradenton area, to which this annual event has contributed more than $7.7 million to date. If you want to see what the Wine Fest is all about, plan to attend the new outdoor festival at the Lakewood Ranch Premier Sports Campus on Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. For the first time this year, professional balloonists from around the country will bring in 22 colorful hot air balloons to take the Wine Fest event to a real new level. Balloon rides will be available at sunrise on Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th. For the more timid, tethered rides will also be available. And those who wish to enjoy a purely grounded experience can join the epicenter of rolling culinary talent with gourmet food trucks and continuous live music performed by a roster of Sarasota and Bradenton's favorite musicians. While noshing, peruse an assortment of cars provided by Suncoast Motorsports and visit artisan booths by local craftsmen. A special kids zone will be open for the youngsters from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. For tickets and more information on the events at the Florida Wine and Balloon Festival this weekend, go to floridawinefest.org. Now, let's face the music. The first winter in Sarasota endured by its founders was like the one a few years ago, freezing temperatures through April. One big difference, however, is that this was the year 1885. No one had electricity and few had shelter. Some pioneers went back home to Scotland, but the ones who stayed built this city's foundation. On Saturday, April 6th at 4 p.m., the Jacobites Pipe and Drum Band, the First Brass, and Maria Wearies will honor the Scots who came before with a tartan day performance called Scotland the Brave at the Sarasota Opera House. The Jacobites are celebrating their 10th season under the direction of pipe major Gary Reinstrom and feature a wide range of instruments from fiddle to bagpipes to tin whistles. The First Brass is in its inaugural season under the baton of Todd Craven, and is made up of professional brass and percussion players from Punta Gorda to Tampa. Maria Wearies is the newest sensation on the west coast of Florida. All of 15 years old, Maria has been a soloist with just about every vocal and instrumental group in town, and will appear on the May cover of Scene magazine. Tickets to the Scotland the Brave concert can be purchased at the door at the Sarasota Opera House, or in advance at Scott's Corner, and online at thefirstbrass.eventbrite.com. On Monday, April 8th, at 7 p.m., Sarasota City Commission candidates Susan Chapman, Suzanne Atwell, and Richard Dorfman will participate in a forum hosted by the Sarasota Council of Neighborhood Associations, or CONA. The top three vote-getters in the March city election are vying for the two at-large city commission seats that will be determined by city residents on Tuesday, March 14th, with early voting taking place the previous week. Open to the public and free of charge, the CONA Forum will take place at the Sarasota Garden Club, located at 1131 Boulevard of the Arts. The forum will be moderated by CONA Director Kathy Benz and offers voters another opportunity to learn about the candidates and where they stand on various city issues. That's all for now from This Week in Sarasota. For more, visit the TWIZ website at thisweekinsarasota.com and be sure to tune in next week for updates on community news and events from the TWIZ team. I'm Sarah Moon.